안녕하십니까? 2025학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2025학년도 6월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 학교 번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 다섯 개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your school nurse, Emma Lee. What do you think of high school life so far? Since this is your first semester, I'm going to give you some guidelines for visiting our school clinic. First, the clinic is located on the third floor next to the school cafeteria. And it's open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'll be there to help you with anything you need, like medicine or some treatment. Lastly, when you are in the clinic, please be careful not to disturb the other students. I hope you have a safe and healthy school life. Thank you.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, sweetie, why are you so quiet?
Dad, I feel bad today.
What's the matter?
I can't buy the running shoes I want.
How come? You just got paid from your part-time job.
Yeah, but I spent it all. I feel like I never have enough money.
Have you tried writing down where you spend your money?
No, I haven't. Do you think writing it down is helpful?
Totally. Once you see where your money goes, you'll be more careful with it.
Oh, that's a good point, Dad.
It's crucial to keep a record of your spending. That'll help you manage your money wisely.
Okay, I'll remember that.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good evening, everyone. This is Christina Turner, and you're tuning in to Christina's radio show. Tonight, one of our listeners asked how to keep relationships strong and healthy. Actually, many people want to know the answer. The most important way to build good relationships is to show that you're listening. As you know, communication works two ways. It's not just about speaking, but also about paying attention to what others are saying. You have to try to understand and show that you really care. It can be challenging at first, but the more carefully you listen, the better your relationships will be. Now, let's hear a few stories and tips from our listeners.
Hello,
Jane. How was your weekend?
Hi, Walter. It was nice. My family watched a movie together outdoors. Here's the photo.
Wow, that looks fantastic. Did you set up the screen in the center by yourself?
No, my kids helped me out. It took some time, but we got it done.
The lights above the screen are perfect. They really set the mood.
You're right about that.
I'm sure your kids liked the lights.
They did. I also put some popcorn on the table for their snacks.
That's very sweet. Oh, you used the heart-shaped picnic mat I gave you.
It was so useful. Thanks.
Is that your dog sitting next to the picnic mat?
Yeah, he loved being outdoors too. We had so much fun together.
Katie, are we almost done with the preparations for our school's dance competition?
I guess so, Justin. But I'm still worried things might not go well.
Let's do a final check together then. Do you have the list of performing teams?
Yes, I have it right here.
I see. And who's going to judge the performance?
Well, I've asked some teachers for their help, and I've prepared prizes for the top three teams.
Good. And I put up the stage decorations with my friends.
I already had a look, and they're great.
How about the audio? Are the speakers working properly?
Oh no! I've been so busy that I completely forgot to check the speakers.
No worries. Let me take care of it.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome to Tom's Party Supplies. How can I help you?
Hi, I want to get something for my grandma's birthday party.
You've come to the right place. What do you have in mind?
I'm looking for some balloons and gift bags.
I see. This set of birthday balloons is very popular. And it's only $20 per set.
Excellent. I'll take two sets. Can you show me some gift bags?
Certainly. These are our gift bags. We can also make special ones for you if you'd like.
Awesome. Is it possible to put my grandma's picture on this bag?
Sure. That would be $2 for each bag with a picture.
Great. Then I'll take 30.
So, two sets of balloons and 30 special gift bags, right?
Yes. I have this discount coupon. Can I use it now?
Of course. That'll give you 10% off the total.
Good. Here's my credit card.�번 대화를 듣고
남자가 시상식에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Patrick. Can we talk for a second?
Sure. What about?
I just got a call from our community center. They said that we won first place in the creative writing contest.
What? That's amazing. I can't believe it.
So, they asked us to go to the award ceremony. It'll be at the community center next Friday at 5 p.m.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't go.
Really? Are you doing your part-time job that day?
No, I only work on weekends.
Then is it because you have to volunteer at the library?
No, it's not that either.
I see. I remember you said you had to go see your sister at the hospital.
No, I went to see her last week. It's actually because I have a university entrance interview that day.
Oh, I totally understand. I'll attend the ceremony for both of us.
Darlington Park Festival에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sandy. I saw a poster for Darlington Park Festival. Have you heard about it?
No, I haven't, Jonathan. Why don't you tell me about it?
Well, there will be programs like face painting, kite flying, and band performances.
Sounds amazing. When is it?
This Saturday, June 28th. Do you want to go?
I'd love to. Do you know if there's an admission fee?
It's free for everyone. We just need to sign up for it.
Great. I wonder how we do that.
We can just scan the QR code on the poster and register our names.
Awesome. Then where should we meet? I've never been there.
Don't worry. I can give you a ride from your place.
That's so sweet of you. See you then.
9번, 베이커 K 컴피티션에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, cake lovers. Today I am excited to announce our Bake a Cake competition. This once-a-year event takes place on August 31st and is open to everyone in our city. You'll bake a cake and decorate it to show off your baking skills and creativity. We'll provide the basic ingredients like flour and butter. And you're allowed to bring anything you might need. For judging, you should submit your recipe to our official email 2 weeks before the competition day. To evaluate your cake, 3 judges will have a taste of it. Then, they'll decide the winner based on both the recipe and the final work. You can sign up for this event on our official website. Don't miss out on this great opportunity.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 주문할 여행용 가방을 고르시오.
Honey. What are you doing?
I'm looking at a website to buy a travel bag for our summer trip to Vietnam.
Let me see. What size do you think we need?
I don't think we should buy a 28-inch bag.
Right. An oversized bag will be uncomfortable to handle.
Exactly. And I don't want to spend more than $140 on a travel bag.
I agree. We'll need a lot of money when traveling. What about the choice of materials?
Oh, there are only 2 kinds available. Which one do you prefer?
I think the plastic one will be better. Fabrics can get dirty easily.
You're right. Also, I think we need a lock.
Yes, it's a good idea to have a lock for security.
Then let's order this one.
11번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, our school is having a flea market for charity this weekend, so I'm thinking of donating my old stuff.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. It'll really help others.
Yes, but I'm not sure what to give. Could you help me with selecting the things for donation?
Excuse me, I'm looking for the novel Tiny Beautiful Things by Kate Davidson. Do you have a copy of it?
Let me just check in our library system. I'm sorry, they're all checked out.
Oh, that's too bad. I really need to read it for my homework as soon as possible.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, do you have a minute?
Sure. What's on your mind?
I'm thinking about applying for a position at Metro Magazine.
Sounds exciting. What position is it?
It's for the fashion editor. You know I've always been interested in fashion.
Of course. I think you'll do a great job.
Well, I'm just worried if I'm suitable for the position.
What for? You have enough experience as an editor. And you're the best one I know. Believe in yourself.
But it's been a long time since I had that job.
I see. But you've always kept up with the latest fashion trends.
Yes, I have. Do you think I'm ready for it?
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Anna. You seem to be in a hurry. Where are you going?
Hi, Kevin. I'm heading to my yoga class now.
Oh, are you doing yoga this late in the evening?
Yes. I always feel more relaxed after a yoga class.
Really? I thought it would make you more tired.
Not at all. During the class, I do a lot of stretching. That reduces the stress from the day.
You mean you become less stressed out after doing yoga?
Exactly. My body feels much lighter, and I even fall asleep more easily.
That sounds interesting. I need something to relieve my stress.
If you want, you could come to the yoga class with me tomorrow.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 벤이 에이미에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ben and Amy are in the same environmental club in high school. They are doing an environmental campaign project and discussing ideas together. Ben sees that students sometimes throw away trash without recycling. So he wants to encourage them to recycle all the time. Meanwhile, Amy feels that asking students to reduce food waste is also a good idea because she notices a lot of leftovers in the school cafeteria. Ben thinks that both ideas will certainly help students to think more about the environment. So he wants to suggest that they include both ideas in their project. In this situation, what would Ben most likely say to Amy?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, students. In our last lesson, we learned how animals use their senses to find food. Today, we'll talk about ways some animals defend themselves from enemies. First, one of the most well-known of these animals is the skunk. Skunks spray a bad-smelling liquid to keep enemies away. Skunk spray does not cause any lasting damage, though its smell is hard to remove. Second, chameleons change the color of their skin to match their surroundings, making them hard to spot. That's one clever way to hide from their enemies. Next, we have frogs. By making themselves look bigger, they appear more threatening. Another animal that uses its body for survival is the lizard. Interestingly, lizards can cut off their own tails to escape. But don't worry, the tail eventually grows back. So far, we've looked at animals' defense strategies. In our next lesson, we'll cover plants that have similar ways to protect themselves.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. In our last lesson, we learned how animals use their senses to find food. Today, we'll talk about ways some animals defend themselves from enemies. First, one of the most well-known of these animals is the skunk. Skunks spray a bad-smelling liquid to keep enemies away. Skunk spray does not cause any lasting damage, though its smell is hard to remove. Second, chameleons change the color of their skin to match their surroundings, making them hard to spot. That's one clever way to hide from their enemies. Next, we have frogs. By making themselves look bigger, they appear more threatening. Another animal that uses its body for survival is the lizard. Interestingly, lizards can cut off their own tails to escape. But don't worry, the tail eventually grows back. So far, we've looked at animals' defense strategies. In our next lesson, we'll cover plants that have similar ways to protect themselves.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.